President Trump's controversial asylum ban and his relentless push to build a wall are prominent aspects of an attempt to severely restrict immigration, undermining fundamental rights. The president's asylum ban on those crossing the US-Mexico border, imposed in November 2018, was temporarily stopped after a legal challenge. The US Supreme Court has also ruled against the ban. While some fear the Trump administration aims to dismantle the asylum system, others argue it needs a radical overhaul. Assessing the issues are Chris Hayek, Director of Litigation at the Immigration Reform Law Institute, Judy Rabinowitz, Deputy Director of the American Civil Liberties Union Immigrants' Rights Project, and Geeta Schwartz, Senior Staff Attorney at the Center for Constitutional Rights. We begin with Chris Hayek from the Immigration Reform Law Institute, which filed a Supreme Court amicus brief in defense of the Trump asylum ban. He argues it's more a case of dealing with economic migrants.
It's an immense crisis. I've been there recently and saw people in detention and later after they were released from detention being given bus tickets and just sent off into the country with court dates for their asylum hearings or immigration hearings. About half of them never show up for the hearings. It's largely an asylum crisis. I mean, overall, illegal immigration is down, but asylum cases, especially from Central America, are way up. And it's seen generally in Central America as a way of escaping problems at home and going to America and making more money in America than they could make in Latin America. These are largely economic migrants. One thing that could be changed legally is, and the president's working on this, is to be able to house family units together or in detention under humane conditions until their court dates. There is an attempt to deter illegitimate asylum claims, and I don't think that's unlawful. And there is an attempt to have it an orderly process at ports of entry and to limit the flow as it comes in so it's at the same pace at which we can handle it.
Hayek says that failings in the existing asylum system are longstanding and need to be addressed.
It was bad under Obama. It was created then with the first caravan back then in the Obama administration. And basically the United States was in the position, which it still is in, of finishing the job of the drug cartels. The cartels bring them in, they willingly get caught, and then they get detained for a while, and then they get put on a bus to New York or wherever, and they have a court date. And that's been going on long before Trump was there, and it's gotten worse. Recently, we can't be keeping in place a system that enriches the cartels and creates a very dangerous situation for the migrants.
Hayek also supports President Trump's move to declare a national emergency over the border wall.
Trump is a bold person, but he's also not tyrannical. He's cautious. He doesn't want to. You know, he hesitates to do it because he's concerned about that sort of thing himself. He likes to work within established forms. I think he's got every justification here.
Judy Rabinowitz is from the American Civil Liberties Union, which issued a legal challenge to the asylum ban. She says the ban presents a serious challenge to the rule of law.
What we're seeing is an attack on asylum. And Trump says it very clearly. We're going to end the policy of catch and release. We're going to catch and no release. And that basically means we're going to lock up asylum seekers until their cases are through. And that's just contrary to the law. That's not what the statute says. That's not what the Due Process Clause allows. But that's been, you know, that's been their goal for a long time. And it's part and parcel of their tactic of saying we're going to do what we can to keep people from coming. And now we see that escalating in all these other ways, whether it's first there was the criminal prosecution of asylum seekers who came, you know, across the border, the separation from their children, now the asylum ban, which says if you enter illegally, we're not even going to consider you for asylum, and then now the latest rumblings, which is that we're going to make asylum seekers who arrive at the border remain in Mexico for their processing. And on the positive side, it does seem like there are judges who are ready to stand up to Trump and to stand up for the rule of law. I don't think these attacks are going to end. I mean, I think that this has been a central part of Trump's platform from the beginning. What we've seen under the Trump administration is just a very blatant attack on, you know, in different ways on the independence of immigration courts. There doesn't seem to be any concern about directing that immigration courts are supposed to be just like clearing up the backlog, adjudicating these cases quickly and getting rid of people. I mean, that's the message. And so if that means dispensing with due process, dispense with due process. There was family separation. There's the asylum ban. I mean, there's talk about getting rid of birthright citizenship. There's, you know, all of these things. One thing after the next, each time it happens, you say, we've got to do something.
Geeta Schwartz of the Center for Constitutional Rights also condemns the asylum ban and the Trump administration's broader attacks on immigration.
The attack on our asylum system is part of a large-scale attack by the Trump administration on people of color, on black and brown people. It's plain, it's obvious, it's explicit, it's repeated. It's not just the asylum limitations, it's the withdrawal of temporary protected status from so many countries in the Southern Hemisphere, from other countries around the world with black and brown people. It's the withdrawal of DACA, which predominantly benefits people from Latin American countries. The attack on the asylum system is a way for the Trump administration to characterize people as invaders. Everything they are doing at the border is essentially creating the conditions of war where there is no war. Families get separated in this way during wars. People are living on the streets in huge groups waiting for protection during wars. There is no war. There is a very toxic affection for violence and cruelty on the part of this administration, and that's part of what the attack on immigrants is. Many, many people who have been turned back at the border are people seeking asylum from Mexico because the Mexican government has not been able to protect them from, you know, very severe drug trafficking gang action there either. And the security situation in many of these border towns is extremely dangerous. You know, some of the violence that people are fleeing doesn't stay within Guatemala or within Honduras. These are, you know, people are facing terror that goes far beyond the country of origin. And, you know, placing people in this very, very dire situation exposes them to further violence.